Luke chapter 22. And I promise I won't keep you long. There's no greater miracle found in the scriptures or found in the world than the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we do not have the resurrection, we have nothing. We have nothing to live for. We'll die. We'll go to hell. That's it. But because one who is willing to die for us and take our punishment to give us life everlasting. Let's stand and read tonight, Luke 22, verse 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed far off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. In about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with them, for he is a Galilean. Many people believe this is Malchus, who he cut the ear off. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. Dr. Luce very kind to Peter here, because the Bible said Peter cursed and swore. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. When they had blindfolded him, and that blindfold, the Bible talks about that they would put a sack over a man's head. They struck him on the face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemy spake they against him. Now, wait a minute, I thought this was the high priest's house. Must have had a TV on, amen? TV sure does a lot of blasphemy, amen? And as soon as it was day, first of all, they broke the commandment, because the commandment said you're not to judge anyone during the night. It was always supposed to be open. And the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes, now remember now, all night, came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us! And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he saith unto them, Verily, verily, ye say that I am. And they said, What need any more further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. Father, how in the world can we even speak of what really happened? We have glimpses in the Word of God of all the things that you did while you're on earth. In fact, John said if everything was written down of all the things you did and said, there would be not enough room to contain it in the whole earth. Dear God, help us tonight to just catch a glimpse. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. His resurrection alone offers the true hope and separates Christianity from all other world religions. I want to just give you a rundown of the memory lane of the crucified Christ to our resurrected Lord and Savior. Wednesday night, they met for the Lord's Supper. This is the Last Supper. Jesus Christ sits down with them and tells of his promise of the betrayal. And then he dismisses Judas through the meal. And Judas goes and sells Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And he gives him the promise of his denial. And the promise, all would forsake him, Jesus said. You will forsake me. But then he gives us John 14, let not your heart be troubled. He encourages that he would come again. And leaning on the breast, John asked him, Lord, who's going to betray you? And then the song. And then the off to the Mount of Olives. And then the prayer time. And then the sleeping disciples. And here comes the lanterns and torches. The betrayal kiss. Peter and his sword. The ear cut off of Malchus. And all that, Jesus Christ has mercy and attaches that ear back out of that man's head. The binding. Imagine bind the holy God of heaven. How feeble. The midnight trial. All night long. Bringing in man after man after man, witness after witness after witness, and the Bible said not one of them could be credible. Lie after lie after lie after lie, but they were not credible. The high priest, the false witnesses, the fire, the three lies, and the cock crowing. The eyes of the Lord. Have you ever felt those eyes? The high priest tearing off his clothes, which was completely taboo. It was the worst thing a high priest could do. That was against the law. They could not judge a man at night, but he was judged all night. The bag that covered our Savior's face. The mockery, the slapping, the punching, the flogging, then the mourning. Then the three confessions of Pilate. I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. I find no fault in him. I think of Pilate's wife. Don't you do anything to him. Literally, that's what you say. I've had some dreams tonight. The confession of Herod. The release of Barabbas. The crown of thorns. The Via Dolorosa, some 650 yards to the area of Golgotha, Calvary. 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Sign on the cross, the nails, the scoffing, the forgiveness, the suffering, yet saving Savior, the earthquakes. I'm still trying to figure it out. If China, you know, China kept a lot of historical things. I'm still looking to find out if there was a darkness, the Bible said, all the world. Some of you people can get on your Google and wherever and find that for me, will you? And then the earthquakes. They marked down earthquakes. The darkness. The centurion. The death cry. The body given to Joseph of Arimathea. I was reading that last week. I was studying that and I thought, wow. The Bible said Joseph of Arimathea was a well-known man. And he went to Pilate. He must have known Pilate. And he went to Pilate. And Pilate was surprised that Jesus died so quick. And the Bible said, after he had found out, I guess he'd sent his coroner over there, said, yes, he's dead. The death cry. Body given to Joseph of Arimathea. The good man, Joseph of Arimathea. And his secret disciple, Nicodemus. It was Nicodemus that Jesus said, for God so loved the world. Hey, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he will not enter into the kingdom. This is the guy. The Bible said he prepared over 100 pounds of spikenard and aloes. Very expensive to lay Christ to rest. In fine linens. I also got a glimpse, just a quick glimpse, as I was going by the tomb in my reading of the women against the sepulcher. Cut for ladies. The mother of Jesus. Mary Magdalene. The other Mary. Joseph. Had nobody else. Large stone rolled into place. I get you. Here it's thump. The government seal. The guards. Then that second earthquake. The stone rolled away. The angel in lightning apparel. The Bible said he rolled the stone. Boy, he must have been a tough old guy. Amen. Them angels, man. Guess their wings don't get in their way. Amen. The angel in lightning apparel sitting on the stone. The soldiers shake and are like dead men. The lies, the bribes of large amount of money given to them to tell a lie. Where has religion gone? To tell men to tell a lie and pay them to tell a lie. You got to figure out that fault, amen? And then the resurrected Jesus. Mary. Yeah. Thank God for ladies. They understood. They saw. They were there. To the end. They were there at a resurrection morning before anybody else was there. The Bible said they were preparing these spices to come to that tomb. I think of the road that Jesus met those two disciples on the road of Emmaus and had talked to them. And Jesus says, what's going on? And they said, have you not heard what's going on in Jerusalem? And they just poured out their heart. And then the Bible says that he opened up and told them all the things of the Old Testament concerning it. And all of a sudden, they begged him, please come with us. And he realized it was Jesus. And the Bible said, did our heart burn within us? Then that meeting, that Sunday night, like tonight it'd be, By the way, you shouldn't shut down church on Sunday night, especially on Easter, because that's when it all started. Then the second meeting. Guess who's there?
Thomas.
He missed it all. 8 days without Jesus. Hey, Thomas. My hands and my feet and my side. Lord God. He said, blessed. That's good, Thomas, but blessed are those who have never seen that believe. So I was thinking, I was kind of, hey, you know what? That's one of me. That's me, my scars. Then the charge of the disciples. And he goes to heaven. He's on this earth 40 days. And he goes to heaven. And I love this. The changed disciples. They ain't scared of nothing. Well, boys, you can say what you want, but we're going to say what Jesus told us to say, man. I love that. What a change. These guys are running around chasing, afraid, hiding. And now they say, hey, put us in jail. We don't care. We got Jesus on our side. And what could happen? They had the resurrected Christ. And that's what you have today. You have the resurrected Christ. You have the power of the Holy God of heaven, His resurrection. That's why we can go and tell others about Jesus Christ. He literally conquered death and the grave. Awesome miracle. And it's the greatest message. 2,000 years later, in the midst of spiritual and economic decline, as I heard somebody talk about tonight, we still have sure hope in the risen Jesus Christ. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Jesus says, I'll never leave you nor forsake thee. Proclaim His word. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Stopped last night. Their new family just moved into our neighborhood. And I stopped by and introduced myself, introduced my wife. And I said, hey, where are you going to church at? And before her husband said, we don't go to church. I said, well, I said, that's okay, you know. But I said, if you want to go to church, I said, I know a good one. And I sure like to invite you there. They have not seen the last of me. Let's stand and be dismissed. Thank you for singing. What a privilege to have you folks sing and play. Thank you, Fern and Nancy and Corey and Mrs. Ortiz. Tina, thanks for playing. Thank you. Thank you for singing. Love hearing those men sing, amen. I'd like to hear the girls sing too, amen. 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 Let's pray. Father, bless this time. Lord, if there be anyone here that missed the resurrected Savior, dear God, I pray tonight that they'd call upon your name and get saved. Lord, help us to be faithful and help us to be right with you. There's nothing more important than your resurrection. And Lord God, it's all about you. And Lord, may we raise your name high. And may we glorify you here at Heritage. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.